Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, Abby, lots of worries about you getting into a relationship in your head, huh?
Yeah, I'm worried I'm going to get brainwashed because I hear this one thing from women in relationships all the time, and it's so frequent that I've begun to be a little bit apprehensive about this whole love thing. Like, I'm starting to wonder, like, maybe the relationship thing just isn't for me. So I've had this conversation with friends from back home. I even had this conversation with Kristen the first time we met, came up in our little chit chat, and I ended up having this conversation with a bridesmaid last weekend who was talking about how she just got engaged, and we were talking about her relationship. And there's something that happens within a friend group. Like, once one person gets engaged, they all sort of follow suit, just like little robots. And so I'm in this circle of girls at the bridesmaids, like luncheon or whatever, and we're all hanging out, and I'm chatting with one girl about her relationship, and she's talking about the beautiful way that, you know, her fiance proposed and it was so wonderful. And I'm talking to another girl about it, and this one girl I had talked to at the bridal shower a couple of weeks ago, and me and her were both in the same camp when it came to how we viewed how we want our relationships to go. We're both in a very specific group of women that are deciding to be child-free. And it's something that is just personal to us. We think it's great if other people want to have kids, but for us, it's just like not the way we want to go. And so we really bonded over that at the bridal shower. We sat next to each other. We chatted about, you know, all the places we want to travel in the next couple of years, and you know, talking about dodging the questions at Thanksgiving, you know, when people want to know, like, when you're getting married and having kids. And so I'm sitting next to her at the bridesmaid's luncheon, and she looks at me and she goes, "I've actually changed my mind on it." She goes, "One day I just looked at my fiance and something just clicked with me. And I decided that I wanted to have his babies." Mm. And I looked at her, I was like, "Lauren, no, you can't do this to me.
We had plans.
We were going to Germany in 2045. You can't do that if you have children."
She made a commitment to me.
And it's so funny because when she said that, I'm like, I feel like I have had this conversation 7 times over, where it's these women who, before getting into relationships, feel kind of the same way as me. You see your life going one way, you know things about yourself that may be like, "Hey, I'm probably not gonna be a good mom, so let me not get into that mess." And then all of a sudden you meet the love of your life, and all of a sudden you have this visceral reaction. I think how, Kristen, you described it to me is, you know, 12 years into your relationship, you looked at Bart holding a goat and you felt like your ovaries were screaming at you, "You need to have kids!" And so now
he was holding another baby.
Oh, I thought it was a goat. I thought it was like a baby goat or something.
I think you saw one of those screaming goat videos. Okay. They got screaming goats confused.
Because so his family, they don't have goats, but they do have cows. And he was feeding a calf, taking care of a baby calf.
See?
And that was very endearing. But it was when he was holding one of my friend's kids, I literally felt my ovaries throb. And my body was like, "You must procreate." It was the most banana things ever. It was such a turn on.
See, this is my fear, is that I'm going to find the love of my life and I'm going to look at him one day and all of a sudden I'm going to have like some kind of Men in Black moment where someone comes at me with a laser gun and is like, "Pew, pew." Yes. And I'm like, "Oh my God, I would be an amazing mom. We should have 7 kids and live on a farm and we should raise calves together.
And everything. It'll be amazing."
Yeah, I turn into like a trad wife or something. Like, it's just my worst nightmare. And I'm just wondering, like, what is it going to happen to me?
So I think what happens here is, and I'm a big old fan, like, look, if you don't want to have kids, do not give in to the pressure of having kids, right?
Don't do it.
That's one you don't want to err on the side of, ah, screw it, let's go for it. No. However, I will say this, that you're how old?
20. I'm going to be 27 this year.
27. And there is a guy out there that you are going to fall madly in love with. This is going to be your soulmate, right? And I think what happens is when you're around this person, you're like, I want to share a life with this person and put a life into the world that is ours together. That is the legacy that you leave behind, is your kids. So I think maybe for guys it might be different. Like, it's not like we don't have ovaries that start going nutty or whatever. But it's the idea of sharing the love between the two of you guys and that baby represents the love.
Yeah. And that's really beautiful. And I've heard it described that way, too. It's like you love this other person so much, you just want more of them. But then I come into the studio and I start adding things to my don't have kids list. Man. Like Kristen was just talking about putting Jimmy to bed. And I was like, oh, my God, that sounds horrible. It was a rough night last night, man. It was a rough night. So basically, I feel like I'm going to have to dodge the love train for a little bit until my ovaries shrivel up. Just so my body can't betray me.
The Burt Show.